Today's daf in Masechet Beitzah brought to you from Eretz HaKodesh is daf Yotes. We're holding the Halakha Mishnah and we're moving on now into the relationship of the Dinim of Yontav to elements of the Beis HaMikdash. What do we do about Korbanos on Yontav? Remember we spoke earlier in the Masechet about the question of whether it's considered to be in any way a tzerech of Yontev that should be mutter because of the din of miteich, that if you hold, remember Beit Hillel, we said before on Yud Beis that Beit Hillel holds miteich, and that it's considered to be a tzerech to bring a korban ayla, even though you're not going to eat the korban ayla. So what's the tzerech of the korban ayla? Because you feel bad at being in a matzav where your shulchan is malei, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shulchan is Reik. So apparently, according to Beit Hillel, you were able to even bring a Korban Ayla. And now we'll remember that in the discussion of our Halakha Mishnah. Beit Shammai Omrim, Mevi'im Shlamim Ve'in Sobchim Alehem Avalo Olot. When it comes to Korban Shlamim, remember that the owner gets to eat the Korban Shlamim. So therefore, it seems to be a Tzorech of Yontav. And it says, anything that has to do with achila, that is okay. So it seems on the surface that Beit Shammai is saying you can bring any kind of korban shlamim, but you can't do the smicha because the smicha is an iser. You're not allowed to be mishtamish with a behema, and since the smicha requires you to press down on the animal, so you'd be mishtamish with a balchai, which is an iser drabana. So you do the smicha earlier. But you can't bring olot at all, because what are you going to do with an olot? Whereas Beit Hillel says, you could bring shlamim, you could bring olot, and you could do smicha, and there's no problem. So let's take a look at how broad the machlokas is. Ula claims, the machlokas is only talking about the dinim of chagiga. We have a mitzvah, d'oraisa, to bring a korban chagiga during Yontav. And that's part of the mitzvah of Chagesim Lifnei Hashem. So that is where Beit Shammai says you can bring your Korban Shlamim because it's meant to be brought specifically now. Plus, it also has the advantage of your being able to eat from it. But you can't be Semech on it. And when it comes to Beit Hillel claiming that you could bring a Korban Ayla, he didn't mean you can bring any Korban Ayla. He meant you can bring a korban ayla, which is brought upon Re'i of the Beis HaMikdash. So there, the Torah gave us a special mitzvah that the person should come up, v'lo yereh ponai reikam, and so on and so forth. So, okay, that would be included. But not stam to bring aylas that you had made a gift of 6 months ago, and now you're going to be bringing it during Yontav. That you can't do. So therefore, machlokas is like this. Beit Shammai says, it says, v'chagotem oto chag l'Hashem, which is mashma, only a chagiga, v'chagotam, but an eilas re'iyah, not. Whereas Beis Hillel Sabre, it says, chag l'Hashem, kol de l'Hashem, whatever is being brought for Hashem, whether it's an eila, or whether it's a shlomim, that you can bring. Avon nedarim v'nedavot, that had nothing to do with the Yom Tov, divrei hakol, Ein krovim b'yom tov. So now, I mean, we're going to see that there's a lot of issues that this is sort of sweeping under the carpet over here, because in the end, we have a pasuk that we darshan, hu levado yaseh lachem, that whatever is going to be eaten, lachem, but lachem means only for your eating, and not for gavoa, not for the Beis HaMikdash is eating. So that's like a separate issur that takes out the Tzrochim and the Beis HaMikdash from the heter of bringing things on Yontav. So that's also an issue. Plus, we're not taking into consideration over here the fact that according to Beit Hillel, we hold of Mitoch. And since we hold of Mitoch, we should be mutter to bring, as we said, there's a little bit of need for Shlo Yeh Shulchan Chamalei V'Shulchan Rabcha Rekan. Like Tosfos had said earlier. So, I mean, this is sort of a misrepresentation. And Tosfos points this out, that what we're doing over here is we're saying more than we need to say. So the truth is, we could simply have said lachem v'lo l'gavoah. It's just that in order to make sure that we don't think like Beit Hillel, that when it says Chag LaHashem means Kol HaShem, including the Ayla, and we should understand it differently. So therefore, he quotes this. And the same thing is true, that Beis Hillel really didn't need to say this either. But he wanted to make it clear, don't think like Beit Shammai, that V'chagotem means Dafke Chagiga and not Ayla. So therefore, he said Kol HaShem. But the truth is, both Shitot are broader than what it just says over here. They're incorporating additional psukim and additional svaras. Now, okay, so we're keeping things very simple right now. According to Ula, we're talking about only the karbonis that are meant to be brought during Yontif. And there's no machlokas, Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, about other karbonis that you owed before Yontif. Your normal nedarim v'nedavot that you owed all year round, that nobody is saying you could bring on Yom Tov. Here we have what appears to be very, very much a different interpretation of the Machlokes. And that is like this, that the way Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar explained it is that lo nechluku beit shamay beit hillel al ola she'ena shel Yom Tov she'ena kreva shel Yom Tov. We have two factors to take into consideration. A, is this a carbon for Yontif? And B, is this a carbon which you can, as a person, eat, and therefore it's included in the Ochel Nefesh? So we have two sides for good, which is, yes, it's for Yontif, and yes, you can eat it. Okay, so then there's no machlokas. If we have two sides for bad, it's carbonola and you can't eat it, and it's a carbonola that's not being brought as a re'iyah for Yontif. It was a carbonola that you had yourself. You had dedicated it before. Whoa. So then we've got two sides for bad. Okay. So what Rav Shimon ben Elazar is saying here is that if there's two sides for good, everybody agrees it's okay. It's both a carbon shlomim and it's being brought specially for the Yontif as a carbon chagiga. That's fine. It's the other way around. It's an oila and it's not an oila for Yontif. Then there's nobody who says you can bring it. That's the given. So what is the machloket? Let's see that inside. Lo nechlu beit shamay beit hillel ola she'ena shel Yontif. That for sure you can't bring on Yontif. A shlomi which is for Yontif, that for sure is craven b'yontif. So then what was the machloket? Ama nechluku on the ola which is for Yontif and on the shlomim which is not for Yontif. Uh-oh. So now according to this, Ula was wrong because it says that there's a machlokas about the oila that was just being brought as nedarim v'nedavos. And even in that oila, there's also a machlokas. So how do you explain that? This is a big problem for Ula. They're arguing on shlomim she'ina shel Yontif, where Beit Shammai says lo yavi, Beit Hillel says ken yavi. So now this is completely against the approach of Ula. Ula claimed that Beit Hillel agrees if it's something that didn't need to be brought for Yontif, then you can't bring it, even according to the way that Beis Hillel is understanding. What would be the svara for such a thing? I mean, it's completely edible by you, isn't it? The svara is very simple. When you're bringing a nedarim that you owe, and it's not coming for Yontif, the Torah didn't tell you to bring it on Yontif, then you have to ask yourself, the ikar karban, when I'm shechting this animal, the truth is it for you or is it for the Beis HaMikdash? The Baalim and the Kohanim both eat Mishulchan Gavoah. So first of all, we have to be makriv the carbon correctly. We have to bring the dam and we have to be matir the achila. Then the Baalim is allowed to eat it, which implies that the main idea of this carbon was that it was being brought l'gavoah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sharing the food with you. In that case, you cannot look at it and say, well, it's just, it also happens to be a carbon, but you're shechting something for yourself. No, that's not true. So because of that, even Beis Hillel is made, this is not really for you. And therefore, we don't bring it now. So now, according to this, that's not a true svara. Here we seem to be saying that Ula is wrong. Answers the Gemara, well, we can change a little bit of this braita so that Ula could be comfortable with it. And here's how to read it properly. Treats ve'imahalchi. Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, lo nechleku beit shamayu beit hillel al ola v'shlamim she'inan shel yomtov she'ain craving the yontov, v'al shlamim she'ain shel yontov she'craving the yontov. Al ma nechalku al ola she'ain shel yontov. That's different. They're not, according to this way of reading it, if they're not, even if they're shlamim, they're not craving the yontov. Now that fits with ula, but it does require a little bit of surgery in the words of the Braita. And we hope that it's a very good plastic surgeon and get away with this. So, but this is the way we're doing it, like the Gemara says elsewhere, you know, Sakina Harifa, you got a really good sharp surgical knife. That's when it comes to Psukim. Over here we're being Mufarish the Braita. So that way it works out. And it's Dafka talking about the Eula, not the Shalom. Says Rabbi Yosef, what's with the surgical knives over here? I don't understand. Why did you need to make a change in the Braita? Rabbi Yosef often says, this is a big book in the various Braitas. Remember, we called him Rav Tfuot Bekoach Shor was a reference to Rabbi Yosef. We talk about Sinai. So Rabbi Yosef says, what's the matter with you guys? Tanoi shakalta miyama, what? You're throwing out a machlokas tanoi? Don't you know that there's a machlokas tanoi about Gufa, this issue? Can you bring Nedarim v'Nedavais on Yom Tov? Okay, therefore, when Ula was telling you that none of the Shittas hold you can bring it, he was going according to the Tana that holds that you are not allowed, even according to Beit Hillel, to bring Nedarim v'Nedavais on Yom Tov. But not everybody holds that. So don't ask on Ula from a Braita where there's a Tana that says the opposite of this Braita. What's the big problem? Here, let me show you the Tanoim, says Rav Yosef. Actually, Tanoim. Rebbes without smiles are not acceptable. Sheesh. It's the whole business of Aveda, the Simcha, and Simcha. I don't understand, but you want to lose your title? You got to be very careful. I mean, this is your whole parnosa, remember. How much does a smile cost? Okay, so here is the Machlokes Tanoim, the Tanya. Shlamim habaim machmat yom tov bi yom tov. Et shamei omrim somech aleihem erev yom tov v'shochatan bi yom tov. So first of all, this part we know. If I'm bringing shlamim because of yom tov, so in other words, they are a mitzvah of chagiga, let's say. So then Beit Shammai says, look, you can't do the smicha that we saw in the Mishnah. And since Beit Shammai holds, it's not absolutely essential to do the smicha instantly before you do the shchita, which is what Beis Hillel holds. According to Beit Shammai, you do the smicha the day before, not the end of the world. So Erev Yantam, you'll do the smicha. It's also kosher smicha. So why should I be over on the Yisud Rabbanon of being Sebech on a Behemah? Do it before. And then you shecht it on Yantam. Beit Hillel Omrim, no, you could do the smicha on Yom Tov. It's all part of the korban. V'shochtan b'Yom Tov. That part is clear. Aval nedarim v'nedavot divrei hakol ein kravin b'Yom Tov. No, here it says beferish like Ula that Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel both agree you cannot bring a korban on Yom Tov if it's in nedarim v'nedavot and it's not miyuchad for the Yom Tov and it could have been brought before. There you go. Okay, so what's your problem with Ula? Ula holds like this Tana. As far as the other Braita, that's the other Shita. And we know that there is such a machlokas. There are two Shitas, standing Shitas, ancient Shitas, about the question of whether you're allowed to shecht the Dorim v'Nedavos on Yom Tov. Because Hani Tanoi ki Hani Tanoi. Let me show you another very chashuv machlokas, the Tanya. Ein mevi'im toda b'chag ha-matzot. And this is a little bit complicated. Before we get into this, I want to just give you a little bit of a background. That besides the chiyuvim that the Torah goes through in Parshas Re'eh, it goes through all three yamim tovim, and it talks about what to do on each one of those yamim tovim, and then at the very end, after talking about Chodesh Aviv, and after talking about Shiva Shavuos and Atzeret or Shavuos, and then after talking about the Chag HaSukkos, the Chodesh HaShvi, it then has like the separate parsha where it talks about Shalosh Pa'amim Bashana. I mean, that's what we've been talking about the whole time, is the Shalosh Pa'amim Bashana. But it repeats, B'chag HaMatzot, B'chag HaShavuot, B'chag HaSukkot, V'lo Yera'u Panai Rekam. From there, we learn that there's an additional issue, and that is that if you owe korbanas, so then Lo Yera'u Panai Rekam on these holidays. So in other words, there's an Isser, which is understood as Lo Ta'acher Nidro, that is being referred to here don't come up without being Yotze Yor Chiyah. Now, the reason that that's important is because, as we're going to see, there's a three-way machlokas about how to understand that pasuk. Does it mean that three yamim tovim and you're over on Baal Ta'achar? Does it mean only in the order? Chag HaMatzot, Chag HaShavuot, Chag HaSukkot, and you're over on Baal Ta'achar. But let's say you made a neder a month before Sukkot, and then Sukkot passes by. Then you're not going to be over until the next, or a month before Shavuot, and Shavuot and Sukkot pass by. You're not going to be over until you wait another year for Pesach and Shavuot and then Sukkot to be over. That's our second sheet. The third sheet is that Sukkot is the sole determinant, and that's why it repeats Chag HaSukkot, despite the fact that the whole discussion was in the middle of the talking about Chodesh HaShvi and Sukkot, Tatz HaLechol. What do we need to mention Chag HaSukkot for? Now, because of that, it's easy to confuse the discussion about that pasuk as to whether we're talking about bringing the carbon, or are we talking about when you're going to be Chayav on Baal Ta'achar? And that's what gets us confused initially. In the end, we are going to actually find that there's a machlokas tanoim here, exactly as we said before, like Rabbi Yosef, whether you can bring the darim v'nedavos that are not miyuchet for the yontif, can they be brought on yontif? But it's going to take us a little bit of agonizing because of this confusion. So let's first take a look at what it says, because what it says is very confusing. It says like this: Ein meviim todah b'chag ha-matzot b'bei chomet shabbat. You cannot bring a korban teda on Pesach. That's sort of obvious, as the Gemara is going to point out, because in order to bring a korban teda, you would have to bring the lechem chametz, because 10 out of the 40 lechem is chametz. Well, you can't bring chametz on Pesach, obviously. So you don't bring a korban teda on Pesach. V'lo ba'atzeret, you can't bring a korban teda on Shavuos, because Shavuos is a yontif, and you don't bring korbanos of a teda on yontif. Oh, that's interesting. So apparently it says over here, you cannot bring a carbon on yontif, right? Okay. And you can, however, bring your carbon teda on Sukkot. What do you mean? You can bring it when during Kalamayit? I mean, why the heck not? All right. All of this we're going to talk about. Rabbi Shimon says, look, the pasuk ends after all of this discussion. B'chag HaMatzot, B'chag HaShavuot, B'chag HaSukkot. You know what that means? It means only korbanos that can come on Chag HaMatzot can come on Chag HaShavuot and Chag HaSukkot. But if you weren't able to bring that korban on Chag HaMatzot, you can't bring that korban on Chag HaShavuot and on Chag HaSukkot. This is ridiculous. I mean, you can't bring the korban. What is he referring to? Even during Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to bring a korban? That the Gemara is going to ask. But that sure is what it sounds like he's saying. It's a kind of gzeiras hakasuv. If you weren't able to bring that korban on all three Yom HaTov, you can't bring it on any Yom HaTov. Yeah, that's very strange. But okay, let's assume for a minute that's what it's saying. And then we have the sheet of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. You can bring a korban teda on Chag HaSukkot, and not only that, it would be a great way of being Yotze Yor Chiyuv of a Samachta B'Chagecha. Now, you won't be Yotze your korban Chagiga, because that has to be brought from something that you didn't owe anyway. But the mitzvah of Simcha, you're Yotze that mitzvah of Simcha with any kind of shlomim that you have. And doesn't say it has to be brought specially for Yontif. If you have anyway the carbon of Shlomim, of your Torah that you owed or whatever, by all means, eat that meat, and it should be Tzigizunt Mankin, have a good time, and that will be all part of your Simcha. So now let's try to understand what in the world. Let's start at the beginning. Amar, you said, Ein meviim todah b'chag HaMatzot, and so on. I mean, any two-year-old knows that, no? I mean, pshita, how can I bring chametz on Pesach? Omer v'adav b'reder v'yitzchak v'amel of Shmuel bar Ana, we're talking about on the 14th of Nisan. 14th of Nisan? I'm allowed to have chametz on the 14th of Nisan. I mean, in the morning, I can't bring... No, you can't bring it. Why not? Well, think about it. How long are you going to have to finish up your carbon teda bread, huh? You're only going to have until beer chametz. Huh? Did you ever try finishing up all of that chametz in time for beer chametz? That's called Mevim Kachim LeBeit HaPsu. And you're going to end up leaving it around as Noser, and then you're going to have to burn it. You're not allowed to do that. So you cannot limit the Zman of Chila, even of one component of the Karbanos that you're bringing, and therefore you can't bring the Karban Teda. That's what he meant by Chag HaMatzot, by the way. There's a fantastic halacha l'maisa that is learned out of this Gemara that the Rama paskins, which is that the 14th of Nisan is called a holiday. Now, from there, he learns all kinds of dinner, that you have to be wearing big day chag and a lot of other issues, and that it's really called a yontev. We saw that it's called the Rishon. We saw before all discussion throughout Sochir. Here it would mean that you have to actually view it as a chag, and that's why it went out of its way to call it chag hamatzot. Wow. Okay, but anyway, so that's what it's referring to. Now, when he continues on the Tanakhama, he says you can't bring it on Shavuos. Why? Because it's yontev. Oh! Here we have our Shita. I told you it was going to be a Tanoi, right? Here's the first Tana. Obviously, this Tana holds. You are not allowed to bring the Dorim Minadavis and Kraven Biontov. Okay, so now we discovered one side of the Machlokas. We're still going to need to work a bit to discover the other side of the Machlokas. So that's why you can't bring Onyantim. But what is this business over here? We're talking about being able to bring it, Malvo, maybe Adam Todato B'chag HaSukkot, according to that Tana. Okay, which B'chag HaSukkot? Where? On Yontev? I thought we just said that you can't bring it on Atzeret. Didn't we just say V'lo B'Atzeret B'Neshu Yontev? So when he says you can bring it on Sukkot, what he means is you can bring it on Chol HaMoed? So then when Rabbi Shimon says, no, you can't, Harei Omer B'chag HaMatzot B'chag HaShavot B'chag HaSukkot, only if it's something that is bo B'chag HaMatzot B'chag HaShavot, then you can bring in a Chag HaSukkot, but if not, you can't bring it. If it ain't above a Chag HaShavot, a Chag HaSukkot, if it's ain't above a Chag HaMatzot. What does that mean? And according to Rabbi Shimon, it's Xeris HaKosuv, you cannot bring a korban on Chol HaMoed. I mean, you honestly believe this? I mean, you're telling me that Rabbi Shimon, Matkiv lo Rabbi Zera, does Rabbi Shimon hold you're allowed to go around and cut firewood on Chol HaMoed? Yeah, I mean, it says that Beferish in the Mishnah. Nobody argues on that. So in other words, Rabbi Shimon says, you can walk around with a hatchet, you can cut firewood, but you can't bring a carbon into the Beis HaMikdash. I mean, you honestly believe that? What the heck would that possibly mean? I mean, it can't be coming out of any of the dinim of Malacha and Chol HaMoed. So what would he be saying? I'll tell you. Omer Abaye, no. There's a complete misunderstanding of this Machlokas. You thought we were talking about whether you could bring the carbon? Nah. So I'm talking about whether you can bring, of course you can bring a carbon. The whole discussion over here between these three shitot, we're referring to the question, this piece about Chag HaMatzot, that's talking about Baal Ta'acher. And that's what is going on over here. So keep legal and make him a little bit Baal Ta'acher. The Tanakhama says, look, it says, Sholosh Regalim, okay? B'Chag HaMatzot, B'Chag HaSukkot, B'Chag HaShavuot, B'Chag HaSukkot. As soon as three Regalim pass, how? You're over on Baal Ta'acher. And lo, you're open, I reckon. Okay. That's what the Tanakhama says. So what he's saying is, even if it's any order, afilo shalokisidran, that's what he meant. And the whole discussion when the Tanakhama says, any three regolim is going to be mechay of you. So therefore, what he said was, he's telling me, look, what you need to think is use your brains. So he's coming along, if you've got a Torah, and you can't bring it on Erev Pesach. So what are you going to do? So I want to give you some good advice. If you owe a Korban Torah, I don't care when it is in the year, let's say it's before Sukkot, then you better bring it up for Sukkot, because even though you still have two other regalim, you're going to have to make a special trip in order to take care of this Korban. Because if you don't bring it on Sukkot, you're not going to be able to bring it on the next Pesach because it's got chometz. Bad news. You're not going to be able to bring it when you come up to the Beis HaMikdash on Shavuos because that's Yontif, and you're not allowed to bring a carbon on Yontif. So therefore, either you bring it now, baby, or you're going to have to make a special trip to Yerushalayim, okay? Huh. Okay. So it's nothing to do with whether you're allowed to. It's just giving you an Eitzah Tovah. Fine. Comes along Rabbi Shimon to say, no, Harehu Omer, B'chag HaMatzot, B'chag HaShavuot, B'chag HaSukkot, meaning, only in the event that it was in that order on you're going to be over on Baal Ta'acher. Therefore, says Rabbi Shimon, that's exactly what it's saying. If, Kol Sheba B'chag HaMatzot, what does he mean? Whatever you could have brought already on Chag HaMatzot, because you had already made the neder before Chag HaMatzot, oh, then it's true. If it was meant to be brought on Chag HaMatzot, So then he's got to bring it by Chag HaSukkot, but he doesn't have any more time than that. That then he's not going to have more time. But Kol She'eino Ba B'Chag HaMatzot, meaning if the neder had not yet been chal on Chag HaMatzot, then he doesn't have to bring it on Chag HaSukkot, is what he means. Because even as Shavuos passes and Sukkot passes, no problem. The next Pesach has to pass. The next Shavuos has to pass. And only then is he going to be over on Baal Taka. That's what Reb Shimon meant. And that's what that Krover, for God's sake. He's saying if it was able to be brought on Chag HaMatzot, then he's got to bring it by Sukkot. But if it wasn't needed to be brought by Chag HaMatzot, then it doesn't need to be brought on Sukkot. We're talking about bringing a carbon Chol HaMoed, for heaven's sakes. Of course, that's not the point. Okay. So then comes along now, and the Tanakama Sava, Afil Shalo Kesidron, Rabbi Shimon Sava, Kesidron, and only Kesidron. Shalo Kesidron, you're not going to be over. Then Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon says, no, Mevi Adam Todato B'Chag HaSukkot. What is he referring to? I mean, Chol HaMoed. Then that's what the Tanakhama said. Exactly, word for word. He must be saying, even on Yontif. This is the other Shita. So the other Shita is the Shita of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, who holds the Dorim and the Dovitz of Kraven be Yontif. Why does he mention Chag HaSukkot? What does Chag HaSukkot have to do with it? He could have brought it on Chag HaShavuot also. If he holds it's being brought on Yontif, he could bring it on Pesach, if it's not a Teda. Ah! Maishna Chag HaSukkot, why is he pressured to say Chag HaSukkot? This is the other aspect of what Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Shimon is saying, Lagabi Baal Ta'acher. He's telling us two things at once. That you, first of all, you do bring korbanos during Yom Tov, which is not like the Tana that Ulo was going according to. And the reason he said Chag HaSukkot is because Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Shimon was going L'shitato, the Tanya Rebbe Shimon Omer. Why does the Torah have to mention Chag HaSukkot? That's what we're talking about is Chag HaSukkot. If you're going to mention the Shalosh Regalim, you need to say over again Chag HaSukkot? We're just talking about Chag HaSukkot? That's ridiculous. Why would we need to do that? There goes my screen. Always at the perfect moment, we get the Gemara. Sorry. So therefore, what is he telling me? That when it says Chag HaSukkot, says Rabbi Shimon, it must be telling me that that's the last one. It's always in that order. Shezeh HaAcharon. That's how I understand it. Otherwise, it wouldn't have said it. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon says, that's not why it says it. It says it because that's the only thing that's important. That's the one that's completely extra. We're in the middle of the Parsha of Sukkot, and all of a sudden you tell me Shalosh Parmi B'Shana, and you repeat B'Chag HaSukkot? By saying Valoyera Panerika, that's the point. It is Chag HaSukkot and only Chag HaSukkot that defines when Loyera Panerika, and that's the whole idea. So we've got three different shittas here in terms of the Dinim of Baal Ta'acher, and we have two different shittas here in terms of the question of whether your Makriv, other Nedarim v'Nedavos that are not Letzarech HaMoed on Yontif. And Ula, in fact, was going like the Tana that says you are not Makriv. And that both Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel agree that you're not Makriv, and that the only time Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel were arguing was about those karbonas that actually were meant to be brought on Yom Tov. So there, Rabbi Shimon says, the Beit Shammai says, okay, but you don't need to do the smicha, and Beit Hillel says, you do need to be the smicha. Then they were arguing the question about Oilaz Ria, which need to be done for Ria. Beit Hillel holds a mitoch. Beit Shammai doesn't hold of the mitoch. Furthermore, he holds that the pasuk itself, when it says lachem, it means lachem v'lo lagavoa. And furthermore, remember, we had all these different levels. And furthermore, it says v'chagotem l'ashem, not v'vetem ola l'ashem, it says only korban chagiga. So there's basically remusim all around here about this machlokas. Great, okay. So now we move on to the question of being able to be yotze when you bring your carbon teda. So what we said was you're yotze mishum simcha, but you're not yotze for the chagiga. Now, it's obvious why you're not yotze the chagiga, right? Pshita. Any yotze ba mishum chagiga, because a chagiga is a specific chiyav. And we have a klal. When the Torah gives you a specific chiyav, you cannot use something that anyway you were chayav. In this case, anyway you were chayav this teda because you had made a neder that you're going to bring this Torah. You can't bring that Torah from something that you were chayav on anyway. So why do I need to even say this? Kol davar shebechova eino ba ela min hachulin. I'll tell you why. Let me ask you. Suppose a guy wants to bring a carbon Torah, and he says, I want to be neder this carbon Torah with the understanding that I will be utilizing this carbon Torah to be yotze my chagiga. So basically, I was taking into consideration at the time that I made the neder to bring the carbon Torah that it is really a chagiga, but I want to add the lechem and so on, and that way be yotze my thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for getting out of jail or getting out of the hospital, as the case may be. I have a feeling that this psak about saying the Birchas HaGomel on every air trip will be very much butthole when that air trip is going to cost you a visit to the Beis HaMikdash to bring a carbon Torah. But all right, I guess when it comes to brachas, you know, they figure new, so we'll be making a little on the subject. Brachas laka. I guarantee you, it ain't going to be carbon Torah that as you come in to the airport, there's a special desk in which you pay your money in order to make sure to bring the carpet.
No, the travel agent hasn't included the Tzarkis.
I understand, but
it's
expensive. You will see. I guarantee you. All of a sudden, it's going to be clear that Yorde Hayam Be'oniyot does not include Olim La'avir Be'oniyot Avir. All right. Anyway, so back to the question. So the guy's got, you know, he's got a far reaching perspective, so he figures he'll be yotze his carbon teda and his carbon chagiga as one, right? So kamashmala, no. Afagav the porish. And this was actually a question that Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan once. Suppose a guy says, Arei alai todah, but I want to bring the todah in order to be yotze my chiv of chagiga, the etze ba yedei chagiga, or hareni nazir, but I want to be a nazir with the understanding that I can bring my karbonais nazir to be megaleach or my naziras, I want to bring from money that I had set aside for my sashen. So would you be able to do that? Omar lei. So he said to him, Yochanan answered him and said, I'll tell you what the din is. The neder is chal. You definitely owe your karbon Torah. You definitely owe your naziras. But your tnai is not chal. And because the reason for this is, once you make a statement of chiyuv to the Beis HaMikdash, then amirato legavoa kemisirato lehadyot. In the same way, when you give over something into somebody else's hand, you give it to him, you would hand it to him, and then you would make a tanai. You know, here, take this money, and don't forget to buy me the vinegar, yes. Don't forget to use it for something that I want. You can't, after giving him the money, tell him what to use it for. It's too late. You already gave him the money. When it comes to Hegdash, the moment you even say that you're chayef, because amiratola gavoa is kimisiratola hedyot. So the moment that you said Rabbi Yochanan, it's too late. You're already chayef. Now you're trying to add conditions. You know, I'm only saying this if I can use it. Who asked you? If you would have said it the other way around, that would have been different. But now, you're not going to be able to do that. So the idea is that he's nadir, but he's not going to be yotze. He's going to have to bring a separate chagiga. He's a nazir. He's not going to be yotze with the most meiser sheni. He is going to have to spend his own money. Meino megaleach. I mean, he's not megaleach with that money. Now, there's an interesting, similar halacha that remember that the chachomim were metaken by a shchiv meira. A shchiv meira is someone who is dying, and in order to avoid his panicking in trying to give the things that he wants to give out as his last will and testament, we made a halacha, which is that divrei shchiv meira kichtuvim u'chemesurim dam. So then that means that a shchiv meira is basically in the same position as Hegdash is. So something is said to Hegdash. So therefore, we have exactly the same situation there. There was a case of a guy who was a shchiv meira, who gavra, who said, give 400 zuz to so-and-so and let him marry my daughter. She must have been a tough daughter. But anyway, so he's paying, he's giving him 400 zuz. Now, of course, one way to construe this is this guy is such a nice guy, give him 400 zuz and give him my daughter. It's like two gifts, right? So now the question is, the moment that he said the 400 zuz, is he making it dependent on the guy's marrying his daughter or not? That's the question. So because of the Gemara that we just had, Rav Papa said, look, it's the same case as it was by Hegdash. The 400 bucks he gets no matter what. As far as the daughter is concerned, it's his business. He wants to marry the daughter, fine. He doesn't want to marry the daughter, that's also fine. Because once he was a Shchimera and he said, give him 400 zuz, that was defined the same way it was defined over here by Rabbi Yochanan. See, boy, nasi, boy, lo nasi. And that's only because first he said, give him the 400, and then he said, let him marry. If he would have said, let him marry my daughter and give him 400 bucks, then if he married her, then he gets it. But if he doesn't marry her, then he doesn't get it. And Maremar was saying this over this last discussion. And he said it over in his own name, Mishmei Denavsha. He didn't say, Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, what would be the din if the guy made it tonight that he wants to utilize his money for his Korban Chagiga? And instead, he just said on his own das, because he had come up with it himself, he said over the halacha is that he can't be Yotze. He's Nodur, but ain't no Yotze. So he said it Mishmei Denavsha. So Ravina said to Maremar, well, you know, I mean, that's very nice to say it over in that way, but I mean, we have a little bit of a more authentic version. So in our version, Anan, we have a boy, the way we just did, and we had Rabbi Yochanan explain to him, the halacha is, Nadur, Ve'en Yotzei.